The Jerusalem Bible, published in 1966, was among the first to translate ancient Hebrew and Greek biblical texts into modern English. One of the startling innovations, for those familiar with the Bible, was the substitution of the word happy for the word blessed in the translation of the Beatitudes. The Jerusalem Bible translators seem to be prompting us to find a richer meaning in the term happy than our everyday use might convey. What is the scope of that richer meaning? First, the Bible suggests that authentic happiness, the sense of being blessed, cannot be seized as a right, but is more naturally experienced as a gift. This begins to emerge early in the Old Testament, in a family situation with its potential for rivalry and friction. At the end of Genesis, Israel, the father of Joseph the dreamer, blesses Joseph's two boys before he dies. Israel crosses his hands so that the younger is given symbolic priority by being blessed with the right hand, the older with the left hand. Joseph is irritated with his father and tries to reassert the order of nature, but the frail old man refuses. As his life draws to a close, Israel, known originally as Jacob, remembers that he was the younger and more disreputable of two brothers, and yet he slowly became the one in whom beatitude, happiness, was received from God in extraordinary ways. This tiny detail in the early pages of the Old Testament finds a powerful echo in the letters of St. Paul in the New Testament. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. Happiness, in the experience of Jacob and of Paul, is not a fatalistic acceptance of things they cannot change. Rather, it is the acceptance of those things of the self-disclosure and gift of God's transforming love.